Put gas in your washing machine. Finest gas you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
And now Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Do you think maybe, Bertha, something has happened at the hospital?
I don't know, Papa Bauer.
I don't think so, Papa. Bill hasn't been gone too long.
It's over an hour since he went.
And we told him to bring Maida right home. It's after 9.
Yeah, I know.
Bert, Papa and I have been wondering what you and Bill are going to do.
I don't know. You can't talk to Bill. When you do, he's sarcastic, and when he isn't sarcastic, he just doesn't answer you. For the past few days, he's hardly said anything to me. I'm going to have to do something. The interest on the mortgage is due, the interest on the money Ted gave us, that's due, and the bills that came in the first of the month. I just don't know, that's all.
I wanted to talk to Bill alone, but I ain't seen him.
There's just one thing that's been going around in my mind. Just one way out that I know of. That is, if it works. Maida doesn't know that Bill isn't working for Ted anymore, does she?
No.
We couldn't tell her that. Not with all that's happened.
Do you think Bill will say anything to her?
Well, that I wouldn't know.
Oh, I doubt it, Papa. He knows what a strain she's under.
Well, then maybe my idea would work after all.
What is it, Bertha?
It won't be easy to do. That much I can tell you. But, well, maybe in view of what's happened to Chucky and all, maybe Ted will feel a little differently toward Bill.
Ah, Bert.
Well, they say that when things happen to you, sometimes they change
you. I don't believe anything. Not even what's happened to Chucky could change Ted.
Who knows? Even a man like Mr. White maybe could change.
That's what I thought, Papa Bauer. And, well, on the whole, Ted's been pretty nice to me. It wouldn't do any harm, would it, if I went down to his office and talked with him? Asked him to give Bill another chance?
I've been wondering, Bert, why did Ted fire Bill? Somehow it just doesn't make sense.
It makes sense if you look at it one way. Whatever Mr. White did for Bill, he did because of Maida. When Maida took Chucky and left him and started a divorce against him, well, then he didn't want nothing to do with any of us. That's the way I got it figured out.
You're right, Papa Bauer. You're absolutely right. Don't you think my idea is at least worth a try? What do you think about it, Trudy?
Bert, I don't feel that either Papa or I should express an opinion. I know you and Bill are in a tough spot.
Well, go ahead and say it. We got ourselves into it. It's up to us to get ourselves out of it.
You don't have to be angry with me, Bert.
All I can say is this, Bert. If you think it's the right thing to do, well, maybe it wouldn't hurt if you had a talk with Ted. But wouldn't it maybe be better if Willie went to see him?
Bill? Go to see Ted? If I even suggested that, he'd take my head off.
How right you are, Bert.
Bill!
Just how much of your wife's conversation did you overhear, Bill? Enough, I imagine. Perhaps too much. We'll learn more about this in a moment. Does is making news today. 100,000 miles of wash line shouted out for white, white washes without red hands. The women of this country are going back to Dove.
Yes, the women of this land who've tried some of those no-rinse chemicals for their wash are coming back to Dove.
Oh, yes, I tried one of those no-rinse powders, but land sakes, what it did to my poor hands. So now I'm back to Dove. It does just what the ads say, gives me white, white washes without red hands.
That was Michigan. But the same thing's happening in Ohio, in Oregon.
Sure, I did experiment with some of those chemical suds on wash day, but I've gone back to Dove again. It gets the dirtiest clothes so clean, yet it's so nice to the colors and my hands.
There's the reason Dove can do all this. It's the way Dove is made.
Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap. Combined with two active detergents. Rich, real soap. Balanced with two active detergents.
That's why work clothes come so clean. Linens wash so white. And with all that, Dove is extra safe for colors. And almost as mild as a toilet soap on hand.
That's why today in Kansas City, New York City, Center City, the swing is back to Dove.
Dove does everything. So how about it? If you want white, white washes without red hands, get Dove today.
Where's Nader, Bill?
At the hospital.
But we told you.
I know what you told me.
How's Chucky, Bill?
The same.
And Nader?
I couldn't make her leave.
Have you been at the hospital all this time?
No, why?
No reason. Well, it's getting late. Don't you think we should be going home?
I'm not ready to leave yet.
Well, you might consider your family. Maybe your father would like to go to bed or two.
Oh, we are going to wait for Meta to come home. You know, Bertha, you are more than welcome to stay as long as you like. We don't have a chance to talk so much, you know?
You don't think so, Papa? It seems to me that Bert takes every opportunity to do a lot of talking.
Now, what kind of a remark is that, Bill?
Remark? That's a fact.
Hey, listen. If you two are going to have an argument, you might just as well go home and have it.
Who said anything about an argument, Trudy?
Come on, Bill. Let's go home.
Oh, no. Not until I've straightened Pop and Trudy out on a few things. I'm sorry I overheard you explain one of your great ideas, Bert. I came in the back way.
Purposely, I imagine.
No, not purposely. I put a few cans of beer on the ice. So you want to go and talk to Ted, huh? You think maybe he might change his mind about me. He might feel sorry for you.
Really?
It's okay, Papa. You know, kid, you've done an awful lot behind my back.
Now, look, Bill, I meant what I said a few minutes ago. We're all too much under a strain, and there isn't any room for bickering.
Bickering? Trudy, this is way beyond the stage of bickering. And it has only to do with Bert and me.
Bill, I want to go home.
Then go home.
Don't talk to your wife that way, Will.
How else do you expect me to talk to a woman who put me in a spot?
What are you talking about?
You know what. But Papa and Trudy don't. And it wasn't Maida who got me the job with Ted's agency. It was you. You started the whole thing.
That's right. Blame me for everything.
No, not quite. Not quite. I'm not blaming you for having taken me for a fool, because that's exactly what I was. For all I know, maybe it was one of your great ideas to have Ted lend me the money.
Now, look, Bill, you're not yourself.
I'm myself, all right, Trudy. I've kept quiet as long as I could. But when I overheard Bert telling the two of you that the only way out was for her to go down and talk to Ted, that was all I could stand. You've meddled in my affairs for the last time, Bertha. I told you the other evening I couldn't get it through my head why Ted fired me. You knew why he fired me. Why didn't you tell Trudy and Papa the truth?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Then I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I saw Ted.
You?
Yeah. Yeah, last week. I'd made up my mind to skip the whole thing. But after hearing your great idea tonight, you were going to talk to Ted. He's always been nice to you. Oh, Papa, Trudy, do you know what's been happening? Ted has been using Bertha. And why? Because that's the way she wanted it. She's a grasping person.
Really, really, you ain't yourself.
Oh, yes, I am. Money, money, money.
Bill Bauer, if you say one more word...
I'm going to say more than one. Ted and Bert were in on a deal.
But I didn't go through with it. A deal?
Yeah, yeah, that's right, Trudy. That's right. She was thinking about testifying as a witness for Ted against Maida.
I can explain if you'll only give me a chance.
He was going to say that Maida was an unfit mother, that she was unbalanced, and heaven knows what else.
But I finally said that I wouldn't do it.
You finally said. Papa. Papa. In exchange for Bert's testimony, I was going to get a 5-year contract with the agency, an increase in salary, so that everything could be hunky-dory for Bert.
But I didn't go through with it. I couldn't do that to Maida. When it came right down to it, I couldn't, Bill.
And you know why you couldn't, because the last you'd ever seen of me.
Well, it's over and past, and I...
Yeah, yeah, you wanted to go down and make another deal with Ted. Knowing what Maida's going through, knowing how she hates Ted, knowing that the kid may be dying, you're worrying about yourself.
And you.
You keep away from Ted White.
You just don't understand me, Bill.
Oh, I understand you, all right. Ted might have changed, huh? That's what you're telling the folks. You were getting ready to play a little game of your own. You know that Maida hasn't been told what's happened to me. You were figuring on pointing that out to Ted, weren't you? Because you know she wouldn't even look at the guy today. You were going to say that things could be patched up. Maybe if I could go back on the job, Maida wouldn't be the wiser. That's what you were thinking.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
I know how your mind works. For the first time, I really know you.
Bill. I don't know what Trudy is thinking or what Papa is thinking. But let's go home and straighten this thing out between
you. You go home, Bert. I'm staying here tonight.
No, Willie. You ain't staying here. You are going home with your wife.
Every gal who's washed a wise buys her duds in the giant size.
And why not? Those giant economy size boxes are real money savers. Yes, and duds is the soap that gives you white washes without red hands. So listen, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, just you change to duds. See what a pleasure it is to get white washes without red hands.
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two active detergents.
That's why Does gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So join the swing to Does. Get a giant economy size box. You'll save money and always have plenty of Does on the shelf. Bill seeks escape from reality in a favorite haunt, and with the woman Gloria, in the next dramatic episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Does.
Put Does in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.